CBSI and the World, the New World Report. I'm John Batchelor with Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College. Responses to the events in Lima, Peru in these last hours are significant going forward. We begin with Mexico, a dominant player throughout the region, but especially for an organization called the Pacific Alliance Summit, which now, according to the news, has been called off because of the crisis in Peru. That leads us to AMLO, the popular and powerful president of Mexico, who's expecting a visit by the president of the United States in January. This matter is all intimately involved in the Americas politics. The response by AMLO is critical, but also is the news that his ambassador in Peru has offered asylum to Pedro Castillo, who we were last told is being detained on charges of rebellion in Lima, Peru. President López Obrador said, "Non-intervention and self-determination is a fundamental principle of our foreign policy. That is what we stick to in the case of what happened in Peru. We consider it unfortunate that, due to the interests of the economic and political elites, from the beginning of Pedro Castillo's legitimate presidency, an environment of confrontation and hostility was maintained against him until it led him to make decisions that have served his adversaries to carry out his dismissal." Professor, that does not sound happy in Mexico City, and offering asylum certainly is consistent with that statement. What do you make of President López Obrador's response right now? Is this something that will cause disruption in future?
John, the reactions across the region, beginning with AMLO, show a number of things. On one hand, remarkably, they show personal experience of those leaders with those same criminal charges and being ousted. They also show the increasing turn to the left in the region and some of the very challenging perspectives that we in the U.S. have as we try to cooperate and have promote things like the rule of law and Western-style democracy in the region. So in the particular case of AMLO, as you may recall, going back to 2006, when AMLO narrowly lost an election to Felipe Calderón, he had felt from the beginning that the Mexican right, the traditional parties like the PAN and the Prius especially had it in for him. When he came, actually won power with his Moreno movement this past election in Mexico, again, from the very beginning, he has framed things in terms of a conspiracy of the right against him. And that has been very contentious also in his attitudes towards Mexico. And frankly, also AMLO, going back to the politics of Luis Echeverria, the Mexican president at the end of the 1970s, has really kind of wanted to return to that role, or at least his government, his foreign minister, have wanted to return to that role as Mexico being a leader of the region, at least Central America and the Caribbean, among other places. And so what you get with this is a sense that AMLO clearly identifies with Pedro Castillo. So he doesn't come out and say this was illegitimate. Matter of fact, if you look at the Honduran reaction, Honduras says this was a coup d'etat against Pedro Castillo. And that really shows the profoundness of the difficulties that we have with the Xiomara Castro government and Libre in Honduras. But in the AMLO case, he kind of indirectly suggests it wasn't legitimate. Again, the very act of asylum is an act of saying, well, we don't think that the ousted leader will get a legitimate trial or that the charges are legitimate. That's probably not going to happen because Pedro Castillo was actually in a jail cell in Lima, being actually charged under Article 346 of the Peruvian Constitution for basically sedition. He's probably not going to make it to asylum in Mexico, even though that's been offered. But the broader issue is clearly AMLO suggesting that he wants to frame this in terms of pressure and plots by the right to bring this leader down. And what you see is that in other parts of the region, you see similar things. So Evo Morales, who himself was ousted after he attempted fraudulently to gerrymander and win a fourth election in Bolivia, felt that he himself had been ousted. And so Evo Morales also had come out and said, well, what happened to Castillo, with whom he also identifies as an indigenous from the region, He said, well, this shows that the U.S., won't allow a union leader to govern in Bolivia. Again, kind of going back to that sense in Latin American thinking often that everything is a matter of plots inside of plots. And it was interesting that Evo actually also talked about Castillo deserving humane treatment, which sounds like a bizarre statement until you realize that Evo Morales felt that, again, that he was, threatened by arrest himself. He was forced into exile in Argentina after, his attempt to improperly obtain power. And so, again, I think he looks at Pedro Castillo in that jail cell, and he has a certain amount of identification. But it is worth noting that although it was a mixed reaction across the rest of the region, there were a number of people that basically agreed with the U.S. position, which we came out very forcefully, Ambassador Lisa Kenna, Brian Nichols, the Assistant Secretary, saying that we really condemned what Castillo had tried to do as breaking the constitutional order. So although, for example, Gabriel Boric in Chile said that he condemned the rupture of the constitutional order, although Costa Rica also, Oscar Alvarez, said that they regretted the rupture, even Lula, said he expressed concern, but lauded that at least things had proceeded according to the Constitution. And so on the one hand, I think you see some of that personal experience and desire to see everything in terms of U.S. orchestrated plots. But on the other hand, I think you also, even with some of the left, have an acceptance of the fact that this was complicated, but the Peruvian constitutional order held.
I'm speaking with Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute about the region and the leadership of the region. To the news so far that Pedro Castillo, the president of Peru, has been removed, replaced by President Boluarte, Vice President Boluarte, now president serving. And the question is, what happens next? As you can see from the professor's summary, everybody's moving their chairs around very quickly here, because this is a matter of the whole region, which has been in turmoil for some time after the elections of 2022. So when we come back, I want to explore more the reaction from Brazil and the president-elect Lula da Silva to the ouster, the forcible ouster of the president of Peru. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.